Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone back to the Dr. Luann Rona Show. Frank McKay here. So much more importantly, Dr. Luann Rona is a psychiatrist, and she's retired, but she's not retired from everything. She's a radio show host, an author, and the subject of a documentary. The documentary is Love Is Who You Are, as is the name of her latest book. Her book in 1978 was groundbreaking. It was a total glow, and it is a total glow, and everyone should get that book. It is as relevant now on nutrition as it was then. At that point, people were probably like, what is she talking about? But now, of course, all of this comes into play, and she was validated years later. She's just way ahead of her time, but radio show host, Dr. Luann Rona. How are you, Doc?
Hi, thank you. Yeah, that's interesting. You know, I went back when you mentioned both the books, but Total Glow, and I had not, you know, I had just sort of finished all my training, but I got into reading, and there were very, very few magazines or anything out on eating organically and meditation and yoga and things like that. And I thought, these things are important. And that's how, you know, I came to write Total Glow. And basically, it's, you know, if you follow those things, which I know you've read now, is that you'll find, like, more of an inner peace in yourself, and you'll be happier, so you'll have an outer glow. And it's so interesting because when I live in a condominium now, and when I get on the elevator, I see a lot of little kids, and their mothers pushing them and that, and they're walking. And you can just see, like, a positive energy flowing out of them. Because I'm, you know, spend so much of my time doing that with people. And that's why I rarely called my patients. I called them clients, because I felt I was more like a teacher. You know, teaching them self-esteem and how to be happy and how their past had affected them and how they could change that. And so I call them clients. But anyway, you know, you can just see this kind of, and I'll say to the mother, I'll say, your child has such beautiful energy. And the mother's face will light up. And she'll say, I said, yeah, I work with energy. And you can just see it. And the mother's face lights up, and she feels happy. And, you know, we have this inner beauty in us that we were all born with, but then different cultures bring us up different ways, and we're taught different, you know, things, and children are handled different ways. But that inner glow, you know, of that positive energy, which does connect the whole world, and if only we could do more to find that, you know, I mean, to spread that around, you know. And that's why we need to get into forgiveness. And we still, and now more than ever, we have people going backwards, you know, and fighting each other and blaming each other, you know, for who they are now. And it's so important that we forgive. You know, we're not responsible for what our ancestors did 3-4 decades ago. And so we really need to forgive, because when we forgive, we're really forgiving ourselves, because we're the ones that are hurting ourselves by not forgiving.
Yeah, no, well said, and very accurate. I think it's hard to argue with this. It's always hard to argue with any of the points that Dr. Luann Rona makes, and again, she is the host each and every week. Frank McKay here with the author of Total Glow and Love Is Who You Are. Let me just ask you. And last time we spoke, we were talking about the mind over matter, so to speak. And I know that's like an oversimplification of what we're talking about. But I mentioned the reference of the young woman being adopted at 2 years old, and her parents were trying so hard to have a child, and then when they couldn't, they adopted, and then they had six children after that, just like, and And it was like freeing up of the mind, and I guess it eased up on the body, but it was the mind, you know, controlling the body, which was unbelievable. Well, maybe it was the love of knowing that they were going to have a baby that that freed up everything. But I think about Deepak Chopra, and he has the seven spiritual laws of success, and one of them is the law of detachment. And what he says basically is when you're trying so hard for something to attain something that you're putting so much pressure and you're trying and trying and trying. But when you let go and say, OK, well, I'll live without it, or I'll change my viewpoint on it, then you free your mind up and you free your heart up for things to come to you. And
that is so true. Is that, you know, I have pages I've gotten from other books, too. And it's what you tell yourself, you know, when even like the negative, I can't do it. And it, you know, and if you just change those words cognitively, I will do it, or I'm choosing not to do it. You see, that just frees up the positive to be able to come forward. And they were trying so hard, you know, we can't do this, we can't. And when they let go of that, the mind has so much connection to the body, which, of course, we didn't have years ago when they first came out with some antibiotics and things like that. And medicine turned into everything is going to be scientific. Well, you know, we're probably never going to get to the bottom of how the Big Bang, and some people want to say, started the adamantine particles, as Glenda Green calls them. You know, things had to come together, and somehow our spirit, when our spirit is in there, it affects our mind so much, you know, and our mind connected with a positive spirit. Like Einstein's beautiful words, everyone who is among, I love this, everyone who is seriously involved in the pursuit of science becomes convinced in the laws of the universe, a vastly spiritual superior exists that we must ask when faced with these questions. We are, there is a most powerful feeling and mass above us, you know, and that's Einstein saying that, you know, who discovered so much, that there was still some stuff to be discovered. And, you know, we may never discover that, but we know. And the problem is that science kind of started to separate so much, you know, from the spirit and the mind. Now, the mind and the body are coming much, much, much more together. People are having to see that. But the role of the spirit of love, which we can't really, really define, you know, scientists can't. So, you know, a lot of them are atheists, but underneath they still know that there's something else out there.
That's what
happens when you say, you know, well, it's okay. I will love. And one of the things that's so nice in the morning when you get up, if you can take some time. I know, see, people are so busy running around, busy doing this, doing that on the computer, that if you take 5 minutes and read something, you know, scientifically spiritual or whatever you like, and say a gratitude. I'm grateful. Let me be grateful for today, you know, and remembering that from little mistakes, big things can happen, good things can happen. To not condemn ourselves and not say, well, we can't do this, it's not going to work. When you can let go of those thoughts and say, it will be okay.
Yeah.
I am one. And when, of course, you learn to say, I am love, then that's beautiful.
You know, it's so true what you're saying, and I'm a big believer in letting people feel and believe in what they do and what's good for them and what works for them. I don't think one size fits all as far as religion or spirituality, and I know you agree that you know that there are different people out there. But when you say atheism, you know, in a sense, that's saying I believe in nothing. And I find it hard to at least not believe that God is nature, or that nature is a higher power than us, than just man, because we're created by nature. So the thing is, whatever you want to call it, you may not believe in an old man sitting on a cloud throwing down thundercats, and less and less people think that, more and more every day. But at the same time, it would just be shocking to me to ever believe that there's nothing higher, that, you know, and again, you whether you call it love or whether you call it nature or whatever, but there's obviously something out there that's bigger than us, and it's a force. It's not I don't think it's a person. I don't think it's a being necessarily, unless you call the force itself a being. But Frank McKay here, and Dr. Lou Ann Rona here with me on the Dr. Lou Ann Rona Show. But your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, no, that's very true. As Benson says in his book, and I like this, we are emotional, intellectual, and spiritual beings all combined. You know, we're all combined into that. And to let oneself flow with that and be with that. And it doesn't matter what we think is that higher attitude or power or whatever it is. You can be any religion if you want to be, and that helps you find it. That's just fine. Or as you said, an atheist still, like Einstein said, has to know there's something else out there. And, you know, we may never, you know, in our lifetimes, not ours, but, you know, even on, ever come to that. And scientists, you know, will continue their path. But the more that we can believe that we are scientific beings, we're intellectual beings, we're emotion, you know, too. And the role that, you know, emotions and our own intellect that we grow up with are very important. They help us to view what's out there. And if we can come to the point that, hey, we're all together, we're all one, and let's have a good time together. Let's stop hating each other, and let's turn that hate into love.
Yeah, I mean, no question about it. And it's difficult, and I don't like to keep going back to the media, but boy, when you turn on that TV, there is nothing resembling love on the news. It's all, you know, there's war and there's politics and there's this one trying to get that one and this one trying to get that one arrested and investigated, and it's on all both sides and all sides, you know, politically and all of that. But there's so much non-love, I want to call it hatred. It's such a harsh word, but I mean, there's so much negativity out there from the world and from the media, and I just don't believe it. I don't believe that that's where we should be going. And I tell anytime that I have a loved one or a friend that that is getting depressed, I always say to them, "Look, the first thing is stop watching the news. Don't watch the news anymore."
Yeah, well, you know, that's a good point, because there is so much negativity, you know, out there. And it's sad, because little kids are growing up seeing that, and we're seeing, you know, more crime among young children. And when they listen to, you know, all these things that they hear on those earphones, and when you see them walking around and on their computers, and so much negativity. And little kids like to experiment. They want to find out. They want to know. I remember, you know, as a kid, we played capture the flag and, you know, fly over the tin roof and ice skating and all that kind of stuff. And we had fun. You know, we had fun, and we intermingled among each other. And now there's so much of watching that and seeing what you're calling negativity. And that negativity does not bring us closer together or bring us closer to being kind to each other, to wanting to get to know each other better. So it's so important what you just said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and again, I'm a practitioner of politics, and not to get into that, but I mean, it's so hard to be positive and political at the same time. I mean, it's, you know, there's We have an expression that everywhere you look, there's spiders and snakes. Everywhere you walk, there's spiders and snakes, you know. And the thing is that you've got to watch. But what happens is that you get defensive yourself and you say, well, I'm going to get them before they get me, or I'm going to get them back. And it just becomes this vicious cycle. So that's what I'm saying. It's a very tough thing. And I know people love it. I know there are people out there that just love politics. What I love is I like the discussion of ideas. I like when people can talk back and forth and give different ideas and grow from one another. But what I don't
like—that's exactly so important—is doing that. Is that you can have ideas. Like I talked with my friend the other day, and we left on the phone for a long time, and she said that she's Jewish, living here, and most of her family is in Israel. And I asked her, well, what about, what's going on with Netanyahu and that? And she says, Luann, she says, I don't discuss politics with my family, and I don't like to discuss. And we had the greatest talk. We talked about a lot of things, the Enneagram, which I've taught and understand. And we got into things, but it was in a loving kind of back and forth way. It wasn't, this is right and that's wrong and da-da-da-da-da. It was more of thinking of ideas and, what we can do that can help the world and change the world. And she had a doctor she saw who said, well, I'm really sorry. She said, I've forgotten to tell you that you have osteoporosis. Well, I said, did she do da-da-da? And she hadn't done any scans on her or anything. So she, went to see another doctor, and of course she didn't have that. But imagine that, making a diagnosis without even doing a test. But the big thing that was missing, then was trust. How do you trust a doctor like that, But we were able to talk so wonderfully together about some difficult subjects because neither of us were going to take a side. We were just saying what was what and what was this and sort of, our interpretations of things going on. And a little bit on how we can love each other. And what she does every morning when she wakes up, she has a prayer of gratitude. And every night when she goes to bed, a prayer of gratitude. And it's a good idea, to do that, to take just a few minutes and give thanks, to whomever is being alive. And the same thing when you go to bed at night, It's just a wonderful way. And it calms your body, The big thing is that we're not living in a state where, we're doing enough meditation. We're doing quite a bit of it now. But, a little bit of time just to relax your body and let your mind rest and let it be with peace.
Yeah, the Eastern societies somehow have that on us. And maybe, in these last couple of minutes that we have together, you could explain to people of maybe how to get. I mean, I think that's a good starting point to say a little prayer every night as an exercise, a meditation or prayer, whatever you want to call it. Frank McKay here with Dr. Luann Rona. But give us your thought. How could people start to become more spiritual or more in touch with their spiritual side?
Well, I would say it doesn't matter, what culture you came from. But think about what's going through your body and calm your mind and give thanks to whatever it is you believe in. You just believe in yourself. Say, I will learn. I will want to. I want to live this day. I have, all my angels in my rooms here. Yeah. The angels watch me through the night until I wake in morning light. And that soothes me as I fall asleep. And sometimes I fall asleep with the TV on, but it doesn't bother me. Now, most people need, quiet and all that, and they've come up with mattresses, all kinds of things that, cost many, many dollars, to do. But if you just let your mind just go to rest for a while, pick out some kind of thing that you've enjoyed reading, or remember to go back to a time of wellness. What Benson calls, wellness therapy. And we don't do enough of that today. You know, when we get upset, we think about a time that's upset because that's stored in our brain. But if we train ourselves to think of a time when we got better, you know, when we felt better, and say, let me be with that.
Yeah.
And pick whichever one you like, you know, like I, you know, prefer saying, let me be grateful, and I thank you for the day, and help me to learn from my mistakes.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, just absolutely wonderful. Frank McKay here with Dr. Luann Rona. And you've been listening to the Dr. Luann Rona radio show. And we encourage you to binge listen. There's almost 100 shows or something online. And you can listen to them all in no particular order. Just listen to them all, though. And buy the books, Total Glow from 1978 and certainly from more recent times, Love Is Who You Are, which says so much. The title says it all, but not all. There's a lot in there. And watch the documentary on this lovely lady. Proud to be any part of her life and her career. Dr. Luann Rona, thank you very much for doing this and being here.
Well, thank you all, and lots of love.
Well, same to you and same to everyone out there. We appreciate everyone listening each and every week. Binge listen to everything that we've been doing. Frank McKay signing off from the Dr. Luann Rona radio show.